Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the Motivational Intelligence Podcast. I'm Sean Johnson, and it's our job on this podcast to deconstruct for you what makes people and organizations successful. And on this episode, we have a little bite of wisdom from our very own John Casey on something that's happening unconsciously in your mind right now that's going to determine what you do, what you say, and how you see the world for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the year, maybe the rest of your life. We're talking about confirmation bias. And John's going to walk you through this topic and what it means, how it's affecting your life and your decisions right now, and how you can use that to your advantage. So John's going to walk you through this. It's a very cool topic. This is a quick bite episode, 15, 20 minutes probably. I think you'll really enjoy it. In the meantime, we really hope you're enjoying these podcast episodes. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this, and let us know what you think. And always feel free to reach out to us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those places. And let us know what you want to hear. What do you like? What do you want to hear more of? What do you want to hear less of? And we will do our best to deliver for you. So we hope you enjoy this episode with John Casey on confirmation bias.
The Motivational Intelligence Podcast is produced by the team at Too Logical. Too Logical is an international corporate training firm and the world's leading expert in motivational intelligence, which is the ability to understand, manage, and change the motives people have. Too Logical offers over 30 different keynotes, workshops, and full training courses to small, medium, and large Fortune 500 companies in 53 countries, a lot of which you're probably familiar with. Pfizer, Bank of America, GE, Constellation Brands, P&G, and more. All solutions are completely customized, and the feedback from these sessions will blow your mind. If you have any training or speaking needs or just want to say hey, head over to TooLogical.com.
Hi, everyone. This is John Casey. Welcome to another Too Logical podcast. Well, the title of this podcast is The Triumph or Tragedy of Confirmation Bias. I know, it sounds kind of exciting, but it's a really important topic. It's kind of a psychological topic, and I want to share with you first our definition of confirmation bias. You won't find this in a psychology textbook or the dictionary, but confirmation bias, it is something that everyone seems to fall into at many times during their lives and during the day. In this definition, I'm going to use two absolutes, and we always caution people about using absolutes since there's so few occasions where always or never applies. So I'm giving you the disclaimer ahead of time. I'm going to use two absolutes in this definition regarding confirmation bias. So here goes. Everyone always, and those are your two absolutes. So here's the definition. Everyone always looks for examples that support what they believe, and they discount examples that don't. So what that means is unconsciously, people are always looking to confirm what they think and believe. And they're unconsciously tuned to find specific examples that confirm their beliefs about themselves, about potential, about possibility, about mistakes. There's so many things that we actually use confirmation bias for. So remember that definition. Everyone always looks for examples that support what they believe, and they discount examples that don't. So here's a couple of examples. I fly around the world a lot, and I hear something quite frequently in airports, and it's usually when there's weather or there's difficulty traveling. I hear people say in airports frequently, "My flights are always late." Now, I'm thinking, you know, statistically, that's not valid. On average, you know, maybe 22-23% of flights are delayed or canceled or late. It's certainly not 100%. But somebody that believes that their flights are always delayed or late, here's what happens every time a flight lands early or on time. They get off the plane and they go on their merry way. They don't tell anybody about what just happened, that everything went smoothly. But when a flight is delayed or late or they miss connection or lost luggage or whatever, they tell everybody. They tell everybody. They not only tell the most recent example, they bring up the old examples too. So they forget about anything that doesn't match their belief, and then they tell and retell all the examples that do. So eventually, that 22-23% of flights that are late or delayed become the 100%. And it's just, it's flawed, it's not fact-based, it's not the truth, but that person that says it and has all those examples of it will believe it, and they will not change those beliefs very fast. So here's another example. And I'll use a professional example about our boss at work. Now, if someone thinks that their boss is clueless or that their boss is an idiot, it doesn't even matter if the boss is or not. Here's what that employee will do. That employee will watch their boss make decisions very carefully. Say over the course of 1 week, an employee is watching their boss, who they think is an idiot, make business decisions throughout the work week. Now that week, that boss makes 10 business decisions. 9 of them are spot on because they're actually a good boss and they're experienced. But one of the decisions they make because they're trying to be creative or innovative is a mistake. So 1 out of 10 is a mistake. But if an employee believes their boss is clueless or an idiot, they will only grab on to the examples that support that. So they will only remember the example of the bad decision, the bad business choice. And by the way, you know, for you bosses listening in, you probably already realize you are one of the primary topics of conversation at other people's dinner tables. And that's what employees often do. They talk about their boss and their job and their company at the dinner table at home. And they often are using confirmation bias one way or another. And by the way, if you love your boss, if you think your boss is great, you will look for and collect examples that support that. So, you know, you can see how confirmation bias can work, you know, positively or negatively. And, you know, that boss example, you could just swap out boss and have sibling or spouse replaced. If we have a dominant belief about another person, we will continually look for and collect examples that support what we believe about that person, and it certainly probably won't be the whole picture of that individual. So here's what we know about confirmation bias. Through thought or example repetition, we form beliefs about certain things. And, you know, in the end, we can actually shift facts or detach ourselves from the truth or have the truth overridden. And we can certainly use confirmation bias to make someone appear not as they really are. And certainly not on the same page as others. So let's go back to some fundamentals that many of you familiar with Too Logical already know and understand. I want to do a review of our success formula to really delve into this topic of confirmation bias. So we all know that our results are a direct byproduct of our actions. So, you know, if we take the right actions, we get the right results. And if we take the wrong actions, we get the wrong results. So, through cause and effect, our results come from the actions that we choose to take. And most people understand that, and it's black and white and straightforward. However, what causes our actions? What causes people to take the actions that they take, to take this one and avoid that one? And what we all know causes our actions is our dominant thoughts and beliefs. Because everyone behaves in congruency with their dominant thoughts and beliefs, their mindset, their attitude. And frankly, no one ever adopts a new idea, skill, strategy, or best practice until something happens at their mindset attitude first. They have to think of the new idea, skill, best practice, or idea is a good one. It's in their best interest. And they actually have to believe that they're capable of executing that new idea, skill, strategy, or best practice. So everything starts in the inner world. Everything starts at the thoughts and beliefs level. And what dominates there causes our actions, which of course cause our results. So it's those three boxes on top of each other, as many of you know, the success model. So our dominant thoughts and beliefs drive our behavior, drive our actions. Now, if some of you want to know the difference between a thought and a belief, a thought is an immature belief that hasn't taken root yet, but it will with repetition. And by the way, again, back to some psychology stuff, we have on average about 60,000 thoughts a day. And for adults, about 90% of our thoughts are repeated thoughts. It's thoughts we've had before. So only 10% of our thoughts, but that's still 6,000, are new thoughts, new daily thoughts. But over 50,000 are the same ones. And it's those repeated thoughts that actually become beliefs. And our beliefs are, through spaced repetition, rooted pretty strongly. And we've collected on our journey many, many examples that support our dominant beliefs. And we continually, unconsciously, look for those examples, for good or ill. You know, another example is, if we're in a good mood, we're just continually looking for examples and people and memories that will support that good mood and continue it. But the same is true for a bad mood. So confirmation bias can be self-perpetuating, and we can form habits when we're in certain circumstances or with certain people. We boot up some of those examples that confirm what we think about the person or the topic. So since confirmation bias is essentially a neutral concept, I guess the key is using it for triumph as much as possible. You know, if we believe in ourselves, if we believe that we have the potential to get better week over week, and continually remind ourselves of those examples, that's a really good thing. And it's the truth, too, because everybody can be better week over week. So confirming that first cornerstone of wisdom, that we all have unlimited potential, is so important. Confirming the fact that we have learned more from our mistakes and our successes in our journey, and mistakes are okay, as long as we don't repeat them, that's how we learn. And if you think about it, everything we're really good at, we've built on trial and error. So again, having the proper confirmation bias about how to look at mistakes is so important. You know, every strength we now have was once a weakness. So in other words, everything we're good at doing now, we once were awkward and clumsy and cumbersome with. So in other words, we're really good at turning weaknesses into strengths, because the hundreds or thousands of strengths that we now have all started out as weaknesses. So we're really good at change. We're really good at adopting new things, turning weaknesses into strengths. Let's use confirmation bias to continually reinforce that. And of course, you know, every time we've probably had a difficult situation, a tough deadline or a difficult project or working maybe even with difficult people, it's probably stretched or grown us. So why not confirm those examples? You know, we've all developed new skills and set and accomplished goals. Why can't we confirm those things? We have many examples of those. Let's use confirmation bias for positive, for triumph, for growth. And how about this? Looking for the best in others. And if you do, you'll find it. Because confirmation bias kind of means that whatever we believe and look for, we'll find. But sadly, many use the concept of confirmation bias for tragedy, to bring themselves down, to become more negative. You know, we're all flawed humans, and we've all made mistakes and maybe hurt people's feelings and done things that we shouldn't have done or regret. But if we allow those examples to dominate and always come to the surface, we're not going to think the best of ourselves or think the truth about ourselves. You know, if we think that, you know, we're not very good at certain things and we give up easily and, you know, we have many examples that support that, we're going to be less resilient in the future if that's how we use confirmation bias. You know, that things are easier for others and I have difficulty and there's all these things I can't do. If we're continually confirming those things, we will use confirmation bias as a tragedy to shrink ourselves, to be less than we have the capable of being. And you know, a lot of people use confirmation bias and they come to the conclusion that success is born to a chosen select few and I'm not one of them. And that's not the case. That's not the truth. So, you know, understanding that this powerful, unconscious concept of confirmation bias, always using and seeking and reminding ourselves of examples that support our dominant beliefs, it can be used to elevate us or to tear us down. So, you know, it's so difficult to keep our awareness as high as we possibly can throughout the day because there are so many things competing for our attention. So really the first important lesson, I think, about confirmation bias is to keep our awareness high and to understand what is going on throughout our day regarding confirmation bias, especially on the negative side. Am I using it to put myself or others down? You know, another great reflection example is to assess the areas of your life that are going really well. Assess the great relationships that you have personally and professionally, and then reflect. Are you actually using confirmation bias, wonderful examples that support those optimal beliefs, those great relationships, those areas of your life that are working well? Are you actually using confirmation bias examples to support those optimal, wonderful beliefs? And you could also use or reflect on the relationships that you might be struggling with or the areas of your life that aren't going very well. Are you somehow using negative examples, using confirmation bias the tragic way to not see the complete picture of what's going on? So, in the end, because of confirmation bias, because of the unconscious commonality for humans to seek out and remind themselves of examples that support what they believe, in the end, you will find exactly what you seek. So I guess the key is just seek well. Thank you for your time. Again, this is John Casey from Too Logical, talking a little bit about the triumph and tragedy of confirmation bias. Thanks for your time today.
Hey guys, one more thing before you take off. This is Motivational Intelligence Insider. It's just a very short, exclusive email every Monday that comes from Dave, John, and the guests on this show. This is the only place they share their very, very best stuff, and it's delivered right to your inbox every single Monday. This could include exclusive tips for upping your game, articles they're reading, videos they're watching, stories from the road, and on and on. It's the best way to kick off your week, and this content is comes directly from Dave, John, and the guests, and is only available to subscribers of Motivational Intelligence Insider. So if you want these guys and gals to email you their best stuff, go to twological.com/insider. That's the number 2logical.com/insider, and drop in your email. And if you do, I hope you enjoy.
The Motivational Intelligence Podcast is produced by the team at Too Logical. Too Logical is an international corporate training firm and the world's leading expert in motivational intelligence, which is the ability to understand, manage, and change the motives people have. Too Logical offers over 30 different keynotes, workshops, and full training courses to small, medium, and large Fortune 500 companies in 53 countries, a lot of which you're probably familiar with: Pfizer, Bank of America, GE, Constellation Brands, P&G, and more. All solutions are completely customized, and the feedback from these sessions will blow your mind. If you have any training or speaking needs, or just want to say hey, head over to twological.com.